Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, with the weekly health show. A health show that is not your typical health show, not even in the alternative healing field, which I am in. And I wanted to go over the differences briefly between the work that I do in my practice in Atlanta, Georgia, versus the healing modalities or the disease maintenance modalities that are out there in today's world. And let's start with the maintenance, disease maintenance, which is our regular medicine, many names for it, allopathic medicine, regular health modality that is out there. And the second is the holistic healing. And the holistic healing is treating symptoms with herbs, acupuncture, the use of vitamin therapy, and treating of symptoms. And I want to explain that there is a third alternative, and that is what I'm going to focus on this evening. And the major part of this healing, which is taking lectins and make them compatible for the individual genetics of a person out there. So let's go back and look at our traditional everyday medical doctor type of health care that's out there. Really, it is not health care. It is managing a disease. Well, why is that? It is because we are not healing the body when you are giving it a synthetic, isolated drug. What you are doing is managing it, palliating, or pushing down the problem, but you're not removing the causes of it. And so what happens is that the drugs that are out there may do a specific palliation or management of a problem, but unfortunately, because they are foreign substances and foreign objects, you're going to have a negative reaction somewhere in your body. Well, Dr. Needle, where will it be? It depends on your weaknesses in your genetics, your predisposition, where these problems are going to occur. So what we're ending up with and what this country is moving more and more towards is that everyone out there will have the opportunity to manage a disease. Is that the ultimate way of healing? Well, let's go further with this. Let's look at the alternative, the natural healing that is taking place. In most of my 30 years in this field, a great part of it used to be in treating symptoms naturally. So, using herbs, These are natural medicines. However, they can still be a problem in the body, and they can become an irritant to the system, although they are considered natural. Number two, the herb may work for one person and not work for another person. Let's talk about the vitamins that are out there, the multivitamins, multiminerals. And as you and I both know, you can find at every drugstore and every supermarket in the country, as well as health food stores, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different manufacturers who have these different vitamins out there. And it's guesswork, folks. And that's what I used to do. I used to guess what people needed. To the best of my knowledge and the study in my doctorate in holistic healing in the nutrition field. And so for a long time, I used mega vitamin therapy and the use of herbs. And I wondered why people got better here and there, or they temporarily got better, and then something else popped up. And it always bothered me, but I didn't have the answers. And so, as time moved on, the story that I will briefly tell you, metaphysically, spiritually, why I combine my background in holistic nutrition, and because of that background, having an understanding of the biochemistry of the body, and actually what happened in my life, which has brought me to the third modality, which is the most awesome, highest healing that for myself, my wife, family, and the patients that I work with, we are working together by the individual genetics of a person, and what heals is permanent, because we are removing the causes, and guess what? When you remove the causes, the body will always heal itself. So let's go back to why I do this kind of work. A little over 30 years ago, my mother had a spell of depression. She had just moved here to Atlanta. My father had passed away, and we took her to a traditional internist at a local hospital. And for 1 week, my mother, at 78 years old, was being examined for depression. And the doctor would call me at night. They brought in a psychiatrist, and they let me know that my mother had a classic case of depression, and that she was given some psychotropic or psychiatric drugs, and that she was going to be released after a week's examination, and I was to pick her up and bring her home. And so the week ended, I picked her up and brought her home, and in the middle of the night, the phone rang. And my mother said to me, "Hello, Dick." I said, "Mom, are you okay?" She said, "Dick, you can't go outside naked in the rain, and neither can I." And she repeated that. I rushed over in the middle of the night, came into the living room. My mother is sitting in a chair, shaking in a catatonic state. I called the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist said, "Check her in to a specialized psychiatric ward here in Atlanta," and that he would be over the next morning. The next morning, he arrived, and I had been told that my mother, who had been at one time the woman of the year in South Carolina, worked with American Cancer Society, very, very active in the community, well thought of, but was locked up during the night because she was stealing underwear from the other patients in the ward. So she had to be isolated and contained. Well, the psychiatrist said, your mother has had an underlying dementia which has risen to the surface. And I said, you are fired, doctor. Please leave. And he told me, do you know who I am? I'm head of psychiatry at Emory University. And I said, wonderful, please leave. And so I started to help and read and study, how can I help my mother who went in for a week being depressed and ended up being nearly a vegetable who was mostly brain dead and had to be put into to that type of hospital that would take care of her. And she lived 3 to 4 years, and after that, she passed on. And folks, she passed on not from dementia, not from Alzheimer's. She had an underlying cause, which was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And so, as the story continues, after my mother passed on, I was at the beach standing in the water one day in South Carolina coast, and for lack of a better phrase for it, I call it a Billy Graham experience, a calling. I had like a bolt of lightning that shot through my body, and it was really, and looking back on it, either from angels, my mother, whoever this was, it was to leave the corporate world and go out and teach people natural ways of healing and to avoid cut, burn, and poisoning, which is our traditional medicine, as much as possible. Well, it was very, very enlightening, to say the least. And there's one other little story, which is to me the most powerful part of this entire monologue that I'm giving you. I went to a wedding in South Carolina, and I went up to the hot tub. It was after 10 o'clock at night, and I was sitting in the whirlpool. There's a gentleman sitting next to me, and he says, hello, I'm Dr. So-and-so. And I said who I was, introduced myself. He said, I'm here about discussing to the medical students drugging and the elderly. Oh, really? Isn't that interesting? Folks, there are no coincidences. This was meant to be. When you hear the rest of this story, I told him gave a few minutes of what happened to my mother. He said, I am from Harvard Medical School, and I am going around the country, allow about 3 weeks. You send me your mother's records, and I will go over them and get back with you. 3 weeks later, he called, and he said, there is no question that your mother has been brain damaged by these psychotropic drugs, Stelazine and Haldol at that time. And if you want to exhume her body, you have some kind of enormous, enormous lawsuit. You would never have to work again. And so I thought about that, and then I decided that I would leave the corporate world and that I would continue studying and get my doctorate in holistic nutrition, and was invited by Dr. Atkins when he was alive to come up to New York with many nutritionists around the country for a weekend to go over his program his low-carbohydrate program, and this was several years ago, and went up for the weekend and happened to see that there was a medium from England who was visiting in New York named Rosemary Alty, and she was from outside of London somewhere, and she was going to be in New York at a church on Saturday night, and I was compelled to go. And so I went, and I was sitting on the aisle, and she was talking and having people stand up. She came by me. She said, "Would you please stand up?" And I did. And she said, "Your mother is standing behind you, and she has two things that she wants to let you know. Number one, there was nothing you could do to turn around what had happened to her. And number two, use your hands more." Wow, what does that mean? Well, initially I didn't know. And now I do. Because over the last 14, 15 years, I have developed an extremely accurate dousing method. And dowsers from all over the country come to me, the professional dowsers as well, for their health. And it is a gift from God. It's not learning it on the weekend and then you know how to douse. And folks, I will get back to that later, but that can be very dangerous because you're using your own thought systems. And instead of receiving information like I do and like a psychic will do and get information that's transferred through this dowsing pendulum that I use. So let's go back to the third way of healing. When I discovered, and it took a long, long time, folks, because in the beginning I was taking in my own opinions from my practice and from my studies as to what people needed. Guess what I was doing? It's what everybody's basically doing now. They're guessing. They are guessing. And so what has happened is that I have combined the nutritional background and all of the things that I did over the years and or my patients had experienced fasting, macrobiotics, low carb, you name it, and taking all of this information so that now with the combination of the dowsing, the individual person gets individual help. So removing the causes is the name of the game for the ultimate type of healing. And the first two modalities that I mentioned earlier are treating a symptom. You've got this, take this. You've got that, take this. I'm not saying that you would never use that. I am not saying that all medicine is evil. Please don't misunderstand me. There are times when you cannot do without drugs. If someone has a heart attack, you've got to have immediate attention. Reconstructive surgery. My goodness, the miracles that doctors perform. The problem is we have been brainwashed into thinking that every little sniffle and every little pain and every little diagnosis requires partial or ongoing treatment for a symptom that may help that symptom, but creates problems somewhere else. And guess what? You go to another specialist for that. And then there's another medicine for that. So the three modalities of healing, it is my experience that this is, I would say, over 95% accurate, and that I don't work with people who I cannot help. Well, how do I know that? I ask with whomever I'm talking to, and 90-something percent of my patients are out of state or out of Atlanta. They don't come to my office. It's not necessary, including the people in Canada that I work with. But I ask, can I help them? And what that means is, folks, that if something is very, very advanced, there are going to be cases where I just can't help them. And the majority of people, the vast majority of people who come to me, thank you, God, these people, okay, have early enough stages of the particular problems, health issues, that I can literally not only improve these conditions, but in many cases, completely turn it around or do away with it. And so I wanted to give that introduction, and right now I want to give you a number if you want to call in, and I will do a very basic, simple dousing to tell you, are you in the healthy zone? What is your real age? What do you mean by that, doctor? Well, what is your chronological age? But what is the real age inside? What are the ages of your different parts of your body and the different organs? What are you actually, what is your actual age inside? So if you want to call, 1-888-815-9756, and we've got over a half an hour here. You just call in, give your name and where you're from. You don't have to give your last name. It doesn't matter. And I will be glad to give you a basic dousing or answer any of the questions that you might have about what I've been talking about, because I love to get feedback and to clear up if something is confusing or misunderstood. That would be wonderful. So it's 1-888-815-9756. And so, in my practice, there are three parts of my program. And what I wish to do tonight is to concentrate only on the first part, which is the most important part of the program. And what that is taking approximately 500 foods by categories, such as fruit, vegetables, meat, dairy products, grains, and through the dousing method, I go through that individual, and for the first time in 100% of the people that I work with, they know, number one, what's the right protein for me? I hear soy is good for you. I hear soy is bad for you. I wonder if I should be a vegetarian. I've heard that eggs are bad for you. I've heard eggs are good for you. I've heard egg whites are good for you and not the yolk. I've heard that the whole egg is good for you. We could go on and on and on, folks. So for the individual person, not for their parents, not for their siblings or children, for them, they finally know what is making me sick. What is making me well in the food and drink that I take in? And what foods are okay to eat, yet they're not poisoning me, and they're not a health food, excuse me, but they're okay for me to use. So, these approximate 500 foods are based on a philosophy, or a 100-year-old, over 100 years old now, theory called lectinology. And this theory, whether we believe it or not, and whether I believe it or not, and I certainly do now because it, every day of my practice it proves itself on how much healing takes place with people. It lets us know the foods that are primarily, not everything, folks, listen carefully, not all, but the primary cause, listen to this, of sickness and disease is eating incompatible foods for our particular genetics, our blueprint plan. That is the bottom line and the key to my entire practice. It doesn't say 100%. It is saying that the primary cause of Alzheimer's from diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, blocked arteries, cancer. We could go on and on and on. And for that particular individual who has those preconditions, those inconsistencies in their body, that's where a problem is going to occur. So let's go back to lectinology. And the theory is that there are many, many lectins or protein substances that are good for individuals and many, many of them that are making them sick. So let's give an example here. Okay? Let's talk about red meat. Let's take a ribeye steak. Hold on a minute, and let's answer the phone, and then we'll get back to my discussion. Who am I speaking with?
It's Martha.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, and what is your name?
Martha.
Arthur?
Yes.
Yes, where are you calling from?
From Ellensburg, Washington.
I'm sorry, repeat it?
Ellensburg, Washington.
Okay, in Washington. So, Martha, do you have a question, or would you like me to do a dousing? Can I help you?
I would like for you to do a dousing, if you would.
Okay. And how old are you?
68.
Okay. I've got you by 3 years. I'm 71.
Oh.
Okay. So let's ask, Martha, overall, there is a healthy state. There is a neutral state, and then there is a state which is unhealthy, and you're basically in the neutral state, okay? And so what that means is you can always get improvement, certainly with my program, and that if you ever decided to take my program and you would call my office, and I will give that number out in a few minutes, and we can talk further about it. But what I like to do is to take three different areas of the body, and these are the three areas that where most of our not only disease, but where most deaths occur. And so we do take a look at them. And let's look at the heart. And the heart is compromised. It doesn't mean that your heart is sick. It's got some nutritional deficiencies in it, and unfortunately, you cannot get it from our food any longer because of the pollution, the sprays, the soils that are depleted, the lack of minerals, and so forth. And I'm going to ask: are there any? Is there an artery blockage? And there is. There is artery blockage. And I will just give you at this point a percentage of it. Hold on. Okay. Now this is you have to understand, Martha. When I ask, can I help somebody? No matter what I tell you, in this dowsing, can be literally turned around.
Okay.
There is a fair amount of blockage. There is a 50% blockage in your artery. And what that is telling me is that you're eating many, many foods unknowingly for your genetics, and they have been a major part of this blockage. If you decide to do my program, do you have a pencil there?
Oh, yes, I do.
And while we're talking, let me go ahead and give you my office number, because all of those details, you can call me back during the week. But my office number here in Atlanta is 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. And you can call me between 9 and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. I have a three-hour difference from your time. Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 4. 1-800-653-1056. So let's move on to the sugar levels or the insulin levels. And I'm asking, you know, are you pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic? And that the sugar problem, I don't know if you ever had a problem, but it is not appearing to be a problem at this time. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's look at the third portion of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, please understand that I'm getting into an area that is, first of all, can be scary to a lot of people, but I want to preface it by explaining what I'm talking about. In the United States, and as probably worldwide, in the United States, if you ask any medical doctor, are there cancer cells and tumors and cancer markers at cell level in people's body, they will tell you yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For the masses out there, the mass amounts of people, and they are showing up in your body. So it doesn't mean you're going to get cancer. It means that these cancer cells are evident. I'm here to tell you that in my program, we create at least 60% to 65% oxygenation of the cells in the human body. It is not through aerobics. It's not through just drinking a bunch of water every day. That's not going to do it. But there's a special energy water supplement that I use in my program. And literally, Martha, within weeks, those cancer cells are blown away. So there is no advanced cases or stages of cancer in your body. But all of my patients that stay with me and are doing my program, they don't have that. We're not like the masses. Therefore, we are slowing up the aging process. We literally are doing things because we're working by our own specific genetics. And because of that, we're not guessing, and we're giving exactly what the body needs. So those are the three areas that I am looking at. If there are other things, there may be, you know, with the eyes or circulation or memory and all of that. I work in my program and check people who come with me, but there is that significant amount of plaque, and it will be reversed. It doesn't happen overnight. If people who are listening out there, and maybe you're familiar with chelation therapy, you know, there's stents and there's bypass surgery. Well, all of that will be unnecessary if you go on this program, because it will literally come down. It doesn't come down overnight, and it took you many, many, many years of eating the wrong foods, which is the primary cause of that coming in, and that's what we look at when we first start. Any other questions that you might have at this point?
No.
Okay.
Can you tell me about my lungs?
If you would, I'm sorry, tell you what?
About my lungs.
Your lung?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the lungs are not healthy. Are you a smoker or an ex-smoker?
No.
Okay. There is inflammation in the lungs. Can Dr. Needle's program get rid of that? Absolutely.
Oh.
What you need to do, Martha, is to, you've got my office number.
Mm-hmm.
I will go over that and any other questions and, you know, the cost and all of that, what's involved.
Okay.
Call my 1-800-653-1056. There is no obligation. This will be a free consultation for you. I'm not charging you anything tonight or then when if you call me. And I will give you how we can get on this program for you. And it's never too late. I have a gentleman in Los Angeles, 80 years old, who I'm working with. And it's never too late. And he's got things that can be reversed. As long as we're alive and kicking... And things are not advanced, and this lung problem is not real advanced, but there is some problems. Have you been diagnosed with some kind of lung problem? Is it in the right lung?
It's both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
it's more it's in the left lung, it's more in the right one. It's in both. And it's more in the right lung than the left lung. It is in both.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, if you will call me, I'm happy, you know, there's no charge. I'm happy to give you some more information and how I can turn your health around so that you don't go through the regular cut, burn, and poisoning that is just sending disease management your way. There are healing ways that work. And, you know, I'm 71. My wife is 70. We take no medicines, we take no drugs, nothing for cholesterol, nothing for blood pressure. Our parents died in their 70s and one was 81. We do not have a history of fantastic genes. But what we can do is that we can work with the genes we have and begin to take away the things that are making us sick. And that's what's happening.
Call you.
That's what it's all about. So I would look forward to talking to you, and you can call me tomorrow. You can call me any day next week, and I'll be happy to get with you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Night. Okay, folks, there's an example of an illustration of some of the stuff that I'm talking about, and I want to go back to these lectins. If this... ribeye steak or T-bone steak comes into the body and it breaks down and the metabolization takes place, goes out into the bloodstream, goes into the cells, and everything is broken down normally and everything is fine and there is no inflammation and no irritation. And for that specific individual, those lectins are correct for that male or female. Got another one on the phone. Great. Hello. Good evening. This is Dr. Needle. Hello.
How are you?
Who am I speaking with?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you from?
I live in Florida.
Okay. What part?
North Florida.
Okay. Great. I'm not too far away in Atlanta.
No, not far at all.
Yeah. Okay, Kathleen, did you want me to do a basic dowsing? Did you have some questions or whatever?
A question with my right shoulder and otherwise general.
About your right shoulder?
Yes.
What are you wanting to know about it?
What the source of the pain is.
Okay, and that's the only place you're having it?
Pain?
Yes.
No, I'm also having sciatic pain on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me tell you, to repeat what I said earlier about lectins. The primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the incompatible foods, these protein chemicals inside of every piece of food, fruit, vegetable, grain, whatever, or the drinks or teas and stuff that we're drinking, okay? And number one, Kathleen, can this condition be helped with my program? Absolutely. Number two, at this point, and again, I do a thorough dousing when a patient comes with me, and we look at many, many organs. We're looking at the eyes, the circulation. We're looking at the heart, many kidneys and so forth. But there is something that you have been, how old are you?
54.
Okay. There's something that you've been eating unknowingly, more than likely, that has caused an irritation and then an inflammation in the cells of your body, and it is settled in your predisposition or the weaknesses from your genetics, and is causing osteoarthritis. And that's what's going on. And the eating plan for your genetics, the 500 foods, will immediately tell me and you, when we go over it, what are these foods that I need to cut back on or do away with if necessary, and what foods do I need to concentrate to eat more of. And it doesn't matter what the diet says. It doesn't matter what we read in the health books. It's not necessarily, if you're going to a trainer, what a special diet for you, because they're not picking up your individual blueprint, and it is impossible, and it's going to be continued guessing if you are not interested in pursuing this particular plan. And you may hit it right, and you may not, and most people don't. And I know for years I didn't until this came along. So what I'm saying to you is that I've answered your specific question. And do you want me to look at the heart and the sugar and cancer section?
Sure.
Okay. Let's look at it. Okay. Let's look at the. Would you like me to tell you your real age versus your chronological age?
Okay.
Okay. Your real age, you said, was what, 54?
Correct.
Okay. You know, we're both on speakerphone, so sometimes I have to have you repeat. Okay, so let's look at the real age. Hold on. Okay. Your real age and size, and if you come with me, it's going to start dropping, is 74. There's a lot going on in your system that if it continues, you can go the route of the regular doctor to treat your symptoms with drugs or surgery. You can go the alternative route in Florida. There's so many of the alternative people down there, and they will treat the symptoms, okay? Or you can come with this program, and it will remove the causes of the problems that are occurring in your body. Okay, my real age, my chronological age is 71. I've been doing this a long time. My real age is 37 inside. It's true. It's amazing. And even with my normal genetics and no long-term upline people who lived into their 90s and 100, I don't have any of that. My wife is 70. Her real age is 35 inside, the organs, the heart, the liver, etc., etc. And as the patients work with me, we look at it, and maybe not every month, but every 2 or 3 months, and we get into the second year and third year, and it goes down, down, down. And so what that means is that we are slowing up the aging process. You cannot stop it. But there is so much that can be worked to allow your genetics to be healthier, and I'll be glad to work with you. So my number in my office in Atlanta, and we're on the same Eastern Standard Time, is 9 to 4 p.m., and it's 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. It is a free consultation. I'll go into more detail. I will explain a little more about the program, and then you can decide, would you like to take this on, or there's no obligation if you don't. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
With these lectins, folks, there are some people who need meat. This may be the first time that somebody out there has heard this. Meat is not evil. Meat is not the cause of a heart attack. It depends on the individual genetics of that person. And I will tell you that Dr. Needle, who believed philosophically, Dr. Needle believed in having vegetarianism as his way of living. This was 18, 20 years ago. And so I got certified in the field of natural hygiene. In fact, they were very big in Florida at that time. I don't know if they are now. And it was eating fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and grains. And I believed in that, and I didn't like the idea of having to kill animals. And for a year and a half, I did that. And folks, I'd like you to know, I lost a lot of weight. That part was exciting. But what was happening inside of my body is that I developed a very large cyst in my mouth, on my gums. I had low energy. And I was eating lots of raw foods, and there are many people who teach the magic of raw foods out there, and I'm here to challenge that because it depends on the individual genetics of people and checking what deficiencies, even though they're eating raw foods and even though they may be organic, just how healthy that is, certainly for masses. And so philosophically, I believed in this. Biochemically, I was killing myself. Biochemically, I was making myself real sick. So back then, I had clues that, goodness gracious, we do have differences among us, even within our own families. None of us are the same. So if you get that irritation and if you get that inflammation that's going on unknowingly, or you read that this is so good, one person's food can be another person's poison. What is good for one person can be a poison for another person. Let me give you a prime example. Green tea. I want you to know that the majority of people who come to me, and again, as I mentioned, most of my work is by phone all over the United States and Canada. Most of the people who come to me have an irritation and an inflammation at cell level unknowingly for green tea. Well, Dr. Needle, I've read it's so good for you. Well, maybe it is good for Joe, but not for Mary. It may be good for Sam, but not for Tom. That's what this is all about. It's breaking it down and letting people know this is what's best for you. And once you start on that, the more you do it and the longer you do it, the healthier you will get. If you're on medicines, many times you will not need them anymore. If you're in early stages of problems that nobody has picked up because they're at cell level, I'll be able to pick them up and let you know what can be done about it. So let's take in the meat category. Well, I don't eat meat. And here is, to me, it's a mantra that's been out there for many years. I just eat chicken and fish. Chicken and fish. Well, that may not be right for you either. You may be one of the individuals who has been making yourself sick with arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's, which is the lack of essential fatty acids in your brain, protein deficient. Okay? You can go on and on, but you're eating chicken. And chicken is still in the meat category, and it may be extremely toxic for your body. So your body is highly toxic. You have no idea. You have no clue. Mentally, you think you're eating beautifully, but you go to the gym and you're exhausted. You don't feel right. You're not sleeping good. You feel irritated. You drink more coffee to stimulate yourself to keep you going during the day. You're artificially stimulating your body, okay? Not that the coffee is right for you, and I let people know if coffee is right or wrong, and you don't get off of it in one day if it's not right for you, that you can cut back on it. You know, I tell people this 500 food eating plan is if you'll do just 80% of it, that is 20% to cheat. That's a lot. So it's not a tight-fitting diet that's going to make you feel so deprived. You will be able, within a few days or a very few weeks, you'll be so into it you won't even remember the other way that you were eating. So I wanted to give you an idea about the meat categories just because that you're not eating meat, but I'm eating chicken and fish, and we don't know. You may need all three of them, and you're giving up your meat. So that is for me to determine when we get started. I mentioned to you eggs earlier. Some people, there's a very high protein for them. Other people, it is not. It depends on the individual. When we get into fish, it's quite interesting, the genetics of people that have ancestors grew up on islands in the Pacific and so forth, you will see where the fish is very strong for them, and rightfully so, because that's their background, that's their upline, and where things have happened. Here's one of the biggest, not problems, but there's so much information that's not correct in terms of individual genetics, and that's with dairy products. Folks, I have people who come to me with dairy problems, or they've been to an allergist, and in most cases, not all, but in most cases, these dairy products that people are eating or that they think are the problems, it is because they're eating something else with it that is not compatible with lectins. In other words, not the dairy product itself. Somebody may have a problem with grains, so they're putting cheddar cheese on bread or whole wheat bread and putting it together and eating it as a cheese sandwich. And it may be the grains that are causing the problem and not the dairy. So when we look at the lectins, it breaks it down very specifically as to what is right for your body. And let me stop and tell you right now that the body changes. If you stay with me, typically 3 months later, we do another eating plan. The digestive tract has improved. Okay? Foods that you were digesting that were just normal-like are being greatly assimilated into your body, and you're getting more of the nutrition that you're eating. You're not creating toxic waste or building up waste in your colon. You're getting this kind of information. You're getting this kind of help in your body that you've never had before. And let's just take turkey. Suppose when you first started with me, it was advised not to eat it or cut back on the number of times a week that you're eating turkey. And, you know, it's up to the individual. It's not me. I can make the recommendations, how fast you want to go, how healthy you want to be, it's going to be up to you. And so when that takes place, that, as an example, 3 months later, gee whiz, the turkey is now in neutral form, and you're able to bring it back into your diet. So you are not sentenced forever with this, that you can't eat this again, and oh my God, I'm, you know, 59, I'm 68, I'm 47, and this is the way I eat, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. We don't work that way. If we make it too anal, you will not stay on it, and we don't need to have it to be that way to get the healing, because we're eating for your genetics, and whatever we do is a huge, huge advancement from what is typically being done day in and day out, week in and week out, and year in and year out. Let's talk about fruit. I have diabetics who come to me who have been diagnosed as type 2 diabetics, and the American Cancer Society is telling them you need to eat 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Heard that, gang? Certainly you have. You've read about it. Eat 5 servings or 5 to 9 of fruit and vegetables. The problem is that sugar is sugar, whether it is from an apple or an orange or whether it's from a Snickers bar. Okay? It's fructose from the sugar. It's glucose. It all breaks down ultimately to glucose. And so temporarily, I work with lots of diabetics. I have type 2 diabetics who come into me and don't even know it. Would you believe it? They don't even know it. Thank you, God, that they didn't go to the regular medical doctors, because they would be on needles and drugs and pills for the rest of their life. So they really, it's an advantage and a real gift that they were able to contact me. So with fruit, I might temporarily tell somebody, right now, why don't you just try to lay off of it until we bring that glucose level down, till we bring your insulin levels normal, and we bring down the inflammation in your pancreas. Well, the pancreas is overworking, putting out the insulin to neutralize all the excess sugar, and it's not just from a cookie or a candy bar. It can be too many grains, too many carbohydrates. It can come in the form of fruit, and even though we've all been told how wonderful fruit is, it depends. It depends on the individual. It may be terrible for you, but you don't know that. And that's what this program is all about. So I'm about to sign off here for tonight. I want to give you my office number again to call me during the week from 9 a.m. to 4, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. This will be a free consultation. It will go in. If I've talked to you on the air, wonderful. If I haven't, that's fine. It doesn't make any difference. I'll explain more, give you more detail, and run over what the program is all about. I appreciate each and every one of you who are listening. Tell your friends about another way of healing that you're not going to hear. And God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.